You think you could fit this whole mic?
No.
Only one way to find
out. That was pretty close. Wait, that was pretty close.
Go for it. We'll lightsaw it up after. This is
no,
great
my
content.
Jaw doesn't like expand that
this
much.
Some Howard Stern shit. Yeah, can you take it all down? Come on. You've taken out dirtier dicks than that. Come on. Eye it for a little bit and just maybe spit on it first. I don't know what you want to do, but.
Like siblings is also.
You know what my favorite porn is? This no one has ever related to this with me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Real estate porn. Okay?
What does that mean?
Property sex, where it's like, there's a guy, he pulls up, there's a real estate agent, she shows him the house.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to sign, but there's not, the bathroom doesn't have
Why is that your favorite?
I don't know. And then she's like, well, please, just sign this contract, I'll do anything. And then they bang.
I think Siri Doll just did a series of those with browsers.
Who?
Siri Doll. She has some tattoos. She's so hot. I shot with her and her boyfriend one time. That dude's got the biggest fucking dick. She met him working at the Apple store.
Applebee's?
No, like Apple.
Oh,
Apple. An Apple store.
At the Apple store.
Yeah, like she met him at the Apple store.
And she could see he had a big dick.
No, I guess not. But then like this dude's got like the biggest dick that I've seen, like not in porn, like ever. Like it was like the hammer of Thor. Like it was like.
No.
And he's like a skinny white guy.
It's always the skinny ones, huh? Unbelievable. And
like a very average, everything like pretty average. I mean, he's a good looking guy. And then just like. Whopper.
How many inches would you say?
I don't know. It was like the length to girth ratio was just like obscene. Like it was like one of those things where I was like in the video, like he takes his dick out and I'm like, you met this guy at Apple? Like this isn't a porn star?
Bigger than an iPhone?
Thick wise?
Well, no. Well,
lengthwise, yeah.
It was longer than this. An iPhone, what is that, a 13?
No, this is...
Wow, maybe that's how he got hired, huh?
He wasn't getting... This was a content trade. This was like for OnlyFans. This was not like a hire. He had this like, he only shoots with his girlfriend.
That's amazing.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Apple, though. He was just working at a store.
I feel like your friend maybe knew that he had potential. I feel like girls know when it's like, oh, that guy's got something.
Never know.
You don't have a radar?
No, and I've fucked hundreds of guys, and I just don't... You never fucking know.
Did you ever fuck a guy where you were like, this guy's gonna be good, and then it was horrendous.
Yeah.
Really?
I had like some of the worst sex of my life the other night. Like Tinder sex. Like
Tinder sex? On Tinder?
Yeah. It was the worst sex I've ever had.
For some reason, whenever you like think about porn stars, you're like, okay, they have sex on camera, and then like, that's it. You don't ever think of like, they have a personal life, and they're, trying to also get some personally. So you're on Tinder? You're on the dating apps like that?
I'm just on Tinder, because mm-hmm. I'm banned from Hinge, because they accused me of being a fake account, and there are actually people using my photos. I think that's why they thought I was a fake account. I get sent like catfish on Hinge specifically.
No Bumble, no what's the Jewish one? Bagel and
no.
Bagel.
No. Bumble's like some lesbo shit or something. That's like girl messages first kind of thing.
The girl messages first.
Nah, yeah. I don't like that. That's weird. Shut.
Fucking steal my time.
He's here back again. Wait, folks. Again? Stealing my fucking time.
Last time was just words, now I'm ready to throw fists. How you doing?
Hi.
Tony? Nice to meet you. Really excited to interview you.
Make sure my nips aren't falling out of my...
So a rat ate her shirt. So.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I thought it was style.
Yeah, no. It looks like Yeezy, right?
Good, yeah.
It looks like some Yeezy shit. Speaking of Yeezy, bro, how fucking right were we about Kanye?
Yeah, I know.
Just a brief segment. I don't know if you give a shit about this, but a month ago, I called Kanye a Nazi. I was like, I think
aged well.
I was like, I think he's using his fame to be an undercover Nazi and no one's believing it because he made Graduation. Two weeks later, he said Hail Hitler, which is like, doesn't get...
Yeah. I hate to defend the guy, but he didn't say Hail Hitler. He said, I like Hitler.
Okay, bro, that's like me being like, I'm not like... gay, and then I fuck a dude. Think about it.
But you did do that.
You fucked a dude?
Me?
You fucked a duke. It's the same thing.
No, well, it was 2004. It doesn't count. But Bryn was just telling us about the porn industry real quick.
How's that going for you?
Kind of sucks.
Really? So why are you in it?
I'm like not really.
Oh, okay.
Well, I like am. I was like telling him like it's kind of the same thing with like the music industry. Like you like too much is demanded of you as far as like the
you
amount
need to,
of time
like,
that you
yourself,
spend.
Bro.
Yeah, you have to like.
I can't not look at you without laughing. I just can't take you
me,
seriously.
Me, bro. What the fuck am I doing?
I just can never take you seriously, man.
That makes sense.
Have you guys met before? How do you guys know each other? How'd you get in touch?
She like reposted us one time.
That's what's up.
So
you saw one of Johnny's shitty ass clips on Instagram for this podcast and you reposted it? Is that
viral clips?
What was the exact clip? With Dutch, I assume?
It was of Dutch talking about like the Lower East Side in the 80s.
Oh, Dutch is the tatted up guy that I saw once on the way to your apartment. I'm like, you're the famous guy from the podcast, right?
Yeah. They used to meditate together.
Really?
Mm-hmm. bang.
Really?
He has the bang.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like a vibe going on.
He's a
good
looking guy. That dude's got a
Johnny's
huge
probably
huge
fucked
penis.
Him. Yeah. That's going to make the clips
with
right there.
With tattoos on it.
He has really? A huge penis with tattoos on it?
That's a power yeah. move.
What tats?
He has like
dicks.
Flames tattooed around his dick.
Imagine he had like little
I'm
dick.
I'm not kidding.
Imagine he had, would you still fuck him if he had micro penises tattooed on his micro penis?
I would absolutely love that.
What if he had a micro penis?
But a tattoo of a smaller penis to make it look bigger on the micro penis.
A 3D penis?
It's like why like hot girls like hang out with ugly girls to make themselves look hotter. Right. Or ugly girls hang out with uglier girls.
No, right. That doesn't work.
So that's a
you
micro penis.
You have to hang out with hot girls if you want to look hot.
What?
No.
Yeah, no. No,
black doesn't look black unless it's next to white, vice versa.
No, you like hanging out with hot girls is like the best way to like look hot.
Because they all compliment each other, you think?
Because then it's like a squaggle of hot girls instead of like a squaggle of ugly girls with like a hot girl if you like squint.
But it like life is all contrast. Like if you're like a six among threes, you might look like an eight.
I don't want to go out with an ugly girl. Like
really?
I don't want to hang out with an ugly girl. No.
What if she's really nice?
Like,
sorry, bitch.
Yeah,
it's
about personality
like going,
is the bottom of the barrel.
It's
for
about
me.
Like going out. Like if I'm like if I want to go to a show or something, and I'm like trying to like meet guys or something. If I like go up to a dude and he's like with his friend or he's like with other dudes or like whatever, and I'm like dragging along an ugly bitch, then like I am dead weight all of a sudden.
How can a normal dude? You were mentioning that you were on Tinder right before this scumbag came in. How can a normal dude bag a porn star? What type of game do you need to have, or you just got to pull up with like
you
a big
have to, like,
dick?
Not be weird about it. Like
really,
it's really not easy to date when you're a sex worker.
Right. Oh, really?
These dudes are out here.
You're
like,
surprised?
No, these dudes are out here like weird as shit about it. I was dating a dude from Tinder like not that long ago who wouldn't hang out with me after I worked. Like he wouldn't like sleep with me after I like had sex with someone else. Basically,
for how long?
Ever.
Like the whole time we were dating. Like we weren't dating for very long.
3 hours after?
This is what I said. I was like, do I become re-virginized after like 12 hours
right.
or something?
Like, yeah,
do
I
it's the, time. The dick. Like you came into this knowing the deal. Like you came into this knowing what I
well,
do.
When does your vagina contract back to like virgin levels?
I think it's 35 minutes.
Is it really?
It's just like the stupidest thing ever. Cause like when you're casually dating someone, you're not in a monogamous relationship. They can fuck whoever they want. Right. But you would never ask them like, hey, when was the last time you had sex? Like we're going to get out on a date. Like, did you have sex with someone in the last 12 hours?
Mm.
But like you would feel the need to ask me that like, oh, did you work today? And if you did, like, I don't want to hang out with you.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
And
it's like,
you know, why they could always be like, we saw the tapes.
You can't get past me.
It's like I let it slide for like a while. Like the whole time I was dating him, I was like, it's okay because I'd rather someone not be into it than like fetishize it. Than
right.
be like,
true.
Oh, that's so hot. Like I want to fuck you after you work. Like, and I've dated guys like that that were like super like, that's so cool you do that. And that's grosser to me than someone being like, I don't know about having my dick in the same tunnel as a dick right after the dick.
So you just need to be as normal as possible.
Like if you're like completely apathetic to it, I'm already there. Like I'm like, naked.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If you're like, don't okay. care.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care.
Nice.
Way.
All right.
But if you're like, love it or hate it, bummer. But the thing is, most people are one or the other.
For the record, I knew what apathetic meant, but I don't know if Johnny did.
Yeah, I thought it was a sandwich. But you ever have sex with a guy for work and you're like, God damn, this dude is throwing it down right now. Like, maybe I should invite
that's
him
the exact
for...
terminology you should probably use. This maybe, rolling it down. This Italian fucking rolling the dough.
Maybe I should invite him for like an espresso martini after this or something. You ever like, are feelings ever involved in your job? Or are you sick and you pull up, boom, Michael Jordan, game six, no feelings, in the tunnel, let's go.
In the tunnel, right.
No
right,
pun
in
intended.
The flesh tunnel.
Pun intended.
I've
true.
Like definitely made like OnlyFans content with someone and like vibed. I haven't like pursued anything out of it because it's like not professional, and also I don't want to date a guy who's in my industry.
You want kids?
I don't know.
Want a husband? Want a big family? What's going on here?
I'd like to get married. I don't know about kids. I think that I would like have anxious attachment with
to the kids. Kids.
Yeah,
like you'd never let them go. Like you'd be overprotective.
Yeah, I think I would like have an anxiety attack when they like left the house. I think like in an ideal world, I would love to have a kid, but I'm so anxious about things already that I'm like, I feel like that might hinder my quality of life. Just like be anxious not only about like my timeline, but about like another kid, like a child's
that's
timeline.
Fair. I don't know if you guys already spoke about this since I'm 30 minutes late. How did you get into this industry?
I was gonna ask that.
Johnny's hard right now, if you couldn't tell.
No, I can't.
That's why I'm crossing my legs.
I can't tell. That's a good sign. I started stripping when I was in high school. Actually, like I had like sugar daddies when I was like 17.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And I've always, not sugar daddies, but like sugar mommies, dude.
That's yeah. not
about
a real
that?
Thing.
Like, have you had one?
No, but no, back in the day, I was like, what's it called? Secret arrangement? Whatever.
Yeah,
seeking.
Seeking arrangement. Be like, you know, there's there's like 60-year-old women that, like, you know, their husbands died. They have $60 million. They haven't been touched by a man in 3 years.
It's
you
not
pull up, eat linguine with them.
That does not exist.
That's what you call it.
That does not exist.
That doesn't exist.
Sugar daddies don't even exist.
What?
You're just a hooker who gives more of your time for free than a hooker.
Like, well, there's gotta be some like non-sex workers who are sugar mommies and then daddies.
I mean, I'm talking more about like the sugar babies.
Nah, there's still like girls or guys that aren't in the porn or sex industry that
are
would be down to get a Louis V bag just to chill for an hour with the rich
dude.
But
do you really think that people are actually like buying girls $1,000 bags for just hanging out?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand.
I ended up in the den of a sugar daddy right before he got raided by the FBI. You know the story?
What?
Yeah, this is...
Were you the sugar daddy?
You could look this up. My friend, it was the Bronx Science High School drama. It's one of the best high schools in America. And my friend, he got approached by his English teacher one day and was like, hey man, like, you're really bright. Come over. After. Mm-hmm. So he comes over and gets $500, right? This kid would dress like shit. And then out of nowhere, he starts pulling up a Gucci, Louis.
Interesting.
All this. And he's like, come on me, right? Dude, I come over to his apartment. He's this like Seinfeld looking motherfucker, right? And he starts talking to us about politics for 20 minutes and gives us each $500. We just go out and party.
You included.
Me included. He didn't do anything to me, but a week later, the FBI pulled up to him at my boy's house. Like, this teacher has been raping kids all over this high school.
And like, you were that surprised.
You are next.
Oh my God.
Can you give us information? I was in the guy's house.
That's shitty, crazy pedophile.
He was the worst pedophile ever.
Yeah,
we just talked about Obama for 20 minutes. It was mad weird. I was like, yeah, he's the man. Word.
He had you
bucks.
Right where he wanted you and you couldn't cap him. Man, you can't close the door to that guy.
The sugar daddy that I had when I was 17, actually, like, I didn't have sex with him and he like bought me my first tattoo. Like, he gave me like small amounts of money to hang out with him.
So that was your first taste into this world was kind of.
Yeah, and then I started stripping when I turned 18. I did like some camming and stuff. I was a stripper for.
In Austin.
For 2 years, and then I moved here when I was 20 and started escorting.
What's your craziest story with escorting or stripping, whichever is a crazier story?
It's all just so fucking
Drake
ridiculous.
Came in through 50 bands. He was actually gay. Like, give us the scoop.
Walked in on Drake sucking his own dick.
I mean, I've been a hooker in New York City for 5 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And like,
can I get your number after this?
Wait, that's what an escort is, right? Is that the same thing? Okay.
I thought they were different. Well, one's more expensive, right?
No, escort is just like French. It just sounds better.
It's like. Like, the different terminology, like, it has, like, racial connotations, like, the word prostitute, the word hooker. Different things, like, I wouldn't refer to myself as a prostitute because I don't reclaim that word because that word is typically used to describe like street workers. Like someone who like freestyles is like more like high end girls call it, like going out to a fancy bar or something and like picking up Johns that are just like out at hotel bars or whatever.
Wait, are you from Philly or Pennsylvania?
No, I'm from Austin.
No, you idiot. Oh, she's not saying John like J-A-W-N. I don't know what you mean. Yeah. No. John is just the name of
John,
a
like a client. Someone who pays for the hooker.
Yeah. Right. So you pull up to like a fancy hotel, like the Soho Grand, and you sit there and you like wait for someone to buy you a drink.
No, I don't do that because I'm not that sly.
Oh.
So what's the difference between a hooker and a prostitute?
Definition wise, there isn't.
So they're both on the street, whereas escorts.
No, all of them kind of just mean the same thing.
Escorts have a website.
It's more about like the social connotation that comes with the word. Hooker is like a derogatory term. Like I call myself.
Because where does slut fall into all of this?
Yeah, are you a cool slut, with slut?
A slut doesn't.
Can we call you? No, I'm just kidding.
I literally am. A slut doesn't.
You slut.
Like get paid for. Like a slut is like someone who's like promiscuous without money involved.
What if in the bedrooms, like the guy gets too into it and he's like, "You fucking slut."
That
sounds great.
Okay, like
I mean, not for me.
In porn, I learned really quickly that like when a male performer, like a director, like really likes a girl or like thinks she's really good, will just be like, "That's a disgusting slut." Like, that girl, like, she's a disgusting
whore. And that's an accolade.
And it's like a compliment.
The director will say that.
Yeah, or like who you're shooting with or whatever. Like, you're like, they'll describe girls like, that girl's fucking like a disgusting slut. And that's like a compliment. Like, that's like, that girl, like, it means like that girl really likes what she's doing. A slut isn't just playing that role.
Mm.
Then like, that's a big compliment in the like porn industry.
So you move to New York City at 20 and you go from stripping and camming to escorting.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Andrew Tate?
No. You don't have an Andrew Tate.
You said
Tate
camming,
story.
So no. I thought maybe.
Okay.
No. Oh, she did kind of laugh if she knows Tate.
I thought she was about to give me an Andrew Tate story.
That would have turned everything upside down.
I would have sucked his dick, but escorting. How did you get into that in New York City? What are the first steps? Do you like LinkedIn? Like, how does it work?
LinkedIn. I mean, back then it was before certain like regulations were put in place. Like in 2018, SESTA-FOSTA was put into place, which like basically holds the website host accountable for trafficking. Mm. So that's when Craigslist, Personals, and Backpage got shut down. Before those got shut down, you would just like put an ad up on Backpage or on Craigslist.
Okay. Backpage, yes. I think they shut that down, right?
Backpages? Yeah, well, it shut itself down. The government didn't shut it down. It shut itself down because the bills were directed at it almost directly. They charge people with trafficking charges for like anything. Mm-hmm. Like trafficking is like a very umbrella term. So they just like shut down.
Man, USA, like, quit hating. Shit.
Really? So what your options left were basically like high-end escorting ad sites that are based in like Switzerland. And they're like really expensive to post ads on. Mm. So girls like me were like able to like put ads up on these other sites because we like charge a shit pile of money. Like marginalized hookers and marginalized sex workers were kind of forced onto the street because they no longer had free services online to put their thing on. And it's like, if you're being trafficked, your pimp isn't like, oh my God, Backpage is down, I guess I'm gonna get a job. They're like, no, bitch, get on the corner. Mm. Like, go work on the street. And then when you're on the street, you have absolutely like, you have no idea who these people are.
No vetting.
Yeah, a lot of the resources that were like blacklists were taken down. They shut themselves down with the new legislation as well. A lot of our long blacklists of like rapists and shits, and they were all taken down. Damn. But those were free. So like these girls had access to those even if they weren't able to afford. I'm able to turn down a shit ton of work because I make a shit ton of money. So I'm able to like get a shit ton of like inquiries and be like, send me a photo of you holding your ID or I'm not seeing, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have certain requirements that make me feel comfortable.
How much is a shit ton of money?
I'm going to tell you.
This is the what are you doing for a living guy, guys.
I already know what you do for a living. Next question. So what's your income per year? No, you don't have to answer that.
No,
but
I'm
like,
not going to answer that.
But like monthly.
I'm not going to. That's the same fucking question.
This fucking guy.
I think I am the reason Backpages actually got canceled because the amount
what
of
did you do on
happy
there,
endings that I was going for on Backpages
really?
Per day.
Is that a fact?
Probably shut down the system.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, because, you know, like, how else were you supposed to find, you know, happy ending spots in Long Island? Backpages.
Were you really? You, or are you just being like so annoying?
100 times a day.
You're just so annoying. Okay, there are some.
No, I couldn't even get my dick out there.
Incredible happy ending spots in the city, and I've been wanting to try to find one that will get me off.
Yeah, West Garden.
Wait. They get you off?
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I want to find one that. Like,
you want to get massaged at the massage parlor?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like
I've been
a guy
thinking
thing.
About going to massage school to start offering like massage.
That's a fucking business
because
right there.
It's like really hot to like massage or like get massaged. Just that's fucking hot.
I feel like you have a mean happy ending.
Well, I would fuck them at the end.
Sounds good too.
Or like, I guess a hand job if that's like.
Oh, hand jobs?
Well, you got to have
most
options.
Most overrated thing. I dude, if a girl
you bite your Catholic tongue.
Oh, hand jobs are underrated.
Who?
Yeah,
hand
underrated.
Hand jobs
underrated.
Are so trash.
If have you seen South Park? Old fashioned? Give me an old fashioned.
If a girl offers me a hand job, bro, it's the end, bro.
In what world is a girl going, can I give you a hand job?
Well, you've never been to the McDonald's on the Lancy Street. Seriously, that's where that axe murderer. Some guy pulled up with an axe at McDonald's and was like, where's my fucking quarter pounder? Just started swinging.
Oh, I think you said, where the fuck's my hand job?
Maybe that too. Maybe. But could you drop
chops off all the hands, just fucking puts them on his dick.
Could you drop one or two stories from your, I guess, hugging days? Where it was, I guess, a little bit crazy, a little bit funny. Damn, maybe I really do have COVID.
Fucking knew it. Check, please.
If there's even a dark side to it, you mentioned like sex trafficking. I know that's a huge fucking deal.
I mean, Balenciaga, I don't know anything about sex trafficking.
Yeah. See what the Nelk boys did with that?
With Balenciaga?
Kyle from Nelk dressed up like the kids in the Nelk, in the Balenciaga
the
commercial. So he wore nothing but like leather around his like nipples and the rest of his body. He's like, yeah, he walks into Balenciaga, but like just like one of the retail stores. He's like, yeah, can I get a job here?
I didn't really see what was so sexual. Sexualizing about the ad.
I think it was like kids in bondage or something.
Yeah. And their teddy bears in bondage.
I don't think the kids were in bondage. I think they were holding teddy bears.
I think the teddy bears were in bondage and the kids were holding them. But still, it's like that together.
And they had
so
some like
sus.
Court documents in the background that like mentioned child raping or something. It was like some demonic shit, to be honest.
In the background?
Yeah. They like actually checked the papers that like they put a Balenciaga bag over like these two documents and they checked what they were. And like like they were mentioning child raping and something.
But gross. They weren't in the background of the ad, were they?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Balenciaga bag was on top of the two papers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro. People are smart, man. I would have never caught that.
That's really strange.
I feel like that just when you do more detective work, you see that those were the papers. But like to the naked eye, if you're watching the ad, you wouldn't see that.
Yeah, they're stupid. How do they?
If there's a bag on top of the paper, so can you read that?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. It's half off now, so I'm
confident. So, yeah, any stories from your escort days that were cool?
I mean, there's like so much. These men are so weird. 90% of the time, I'm like, that was awesome. Like, these people are like fucking rad. That guy was rad. Like, whatever. There have been like in the past like 3 or 4 months, like only a couple times where I was like, this is either like really weird mm-hmm. or where I was like, this sucks.
What happened?
There was a guy that was like very like Staten Islandy.
Okay,
like,
Italian.
No.
Is that what you mean to say? Can you just say Italian? He's like trying to beat around the bush. He liked pasta a lot. He didn't pay his taxes, and he was from Staten Island. Italian.
Okay? What do you say? Okay, what do you say?
Yankees. Italian, yeah. All right?
Is Pete Davidson Italian?
Bro, don't ever say that. I hate that man.
Why do you fuck
Pete Davidson?
Oh, I would fuck the shit out of Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I think he's hot.
They have the same tats.
You know he has a giant dong.
So that's the only reason, right?
No, I think he's good looking. I think he's hot.
He looks good looking.
He has cancer and like lives in Antarctica.
I have horrible taste. I don't know.
No, you don't.
The ugly is the new hot and hot's the new ugly.
Yeah, I love that.
That's why I'm not smashing, bro. I'm too hot.
That's what it is.
I'm too hot. Exactly.
You're just too good looking that you're ugly.
Yes, that's what it is.
The whole world's back.
When are micro penises going to come in style, bro?
Body positivity for men.
Yeah.
2023.
Never happening. Never fucking happening.
I hope not. I hope not.
So size matters. Is that what you're trying to allude to?
No matter what you say, I won't believe you.
It depends on how hard the dick gets.
Mm.
Because a lot of big dicks like don't get very hard. And
makes
then it's kind of like
so
this big
takes
thing
forever
just
for the
like
blood to get there.
Mushing in there.
Yeah,
if you have like a 5-inch dick, but it gets like really hard.
Fire. Like, yeah, that's
it,
fire.
It's like,
that's fucking fire.
It be hitting the spots.
Yeah.
If you're like bad at sex, then like there's not much you can do.
Can you finish the Staten Island story? Sorry. You put like Alfredo
he
sauce
so
on it.
He was so fucking gross.
Yeah.
So it's Italian.
Okay, he referred to his cum as milk.
Okay.
Yummy chimes in.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, after...
That's kind of chill. Okay, what are you doing next?
It was...
I've said man lemonade before.
That's
during,
better.
During
that's better.
Man lemonade?
Wait, yeah. He's like, yeah, you want to have a cup of this milk? Like, what'd he say? Yeah.
Literally,
want some cookies with that milk?
Like, he was so fucking gross. And I was, like, fucking him, just, like, kind of, like, trying to, like...
Do you charge more for the ugly guys?
I should. I wish I could.
That's how they are in Amsterdam.
Really?
It's smart.
They charged me $50 and my boy 150. He was like, why? I was like, I don't know.
Because he's the ugly one.
Yeah, because you look like a pancake.
He was saying the most disturbing.
Frank Sinatra? He was Italian.
You
say, when the moon is... No, that's... Who's that? Dean Martin?
He was saying disgusting things to me.
But you never felt in danger? You were never like, holy shit, how do I get out of this situation?
You
never turned
into
Tom Cruise?
Is that what you want to hear? No, that never happens to me. There was... Okay, there
you
was...
You run a tight ship.
There was another situation with a guy who freaked me out. He got kind of like rough in a way that I wasn't like comfortable with. And like usually... But he was like a young... like Bushwick guy who like goes to like House of Yes, like kink clubs, like, and I knew that like kind of going into it because like I saw a picture of him and he looked like a dirtbag, so I was like, this dude is like some kind of like techno guy who like works at like got like an office job and now is like gonna hire like an expensive hooker. Usually like when you're first, even if you just like meet someone at a bar, like you don't just like start like choking them out or something like on a first, like the
speak
first time
yourself.
You're fucking, he didn't do anything crazy, but he freaked me out and he was like calling me like a dirty whore and stuff that was like,
it's hot as
but
fuck.
wait The porn directors calls you dirty slut though.
Yeah, you're like, slut works. And then you go whore, you went overboard.
It's the context. If you're like a client and you're like when I'm like making even like solo porn, like I'll call myself a dirty whore, like that's hot. But like if a guy who is in a position of like power over me is using language that could be perceived as violent, I am scared. Does he mean this in like a fun way?
Yeah,
or like is
confusing.
He mad? And he like he
am
put
really a whore?
Dude put me in like a fucking headlock while I was sucking his dick, like fully like,
oh he did.
Yeah. And
oh,
it was
that's fucking, I've always said that's like kind of gay.
Dude literally dude was like
why?
Like
Because that's you know what that is? That's like a jujitsu move.
He was
and you only do that with other men. So it's like it's
in defense to other men.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like what are you who are you imagining?
Maybe he gets off to fighting.
Do you have anyone that would protect you if shit went south?
Myself.
Really? You don't have like
a dildo you could just grab?
What do you call it these days? What's like the non
like a pimp?
The pimp. You don't have that or anything like that?
No, I know girls that like hire people who like manage.
You can hire a pimp?
Yeah, like somebody who like books your appointments for you, like answers your emails for you. Like you can hire someone who's like an assistant, but when you're a sex worker, like your assistant in the eyes of like the law is like trafficking you because they are setting up your appointments. Even though you're hiring them and you are their boss, they are considered trafficking you, which like you're just like an assistant to a hooker.
You ever carry like mace or bear spray? Or
I have a taser.
A taser with you.
It's kind of hot.
That's what I would do. Yeah, that's what I would.
I'll zap it in the air when people catcall me.
Really?
You just zap it in the air, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, if you zap me during sex, I'm busting. I don't know about y'all. Let me ask you something. When I ask girls, I don't ask girls this that much, but if I ever ask them, like, do you watch porn? Like, who's your favorite male porn star?
Uh-huh.
They always say two names. Small Hands. Yeah. Emmanuel Ferrara.
Ah.
Those are the two heavy dogs.
Small Hands?
Small Hands is this guy's name. He's going viral on TikTok. Every girl wants to smash this dude.
Does he have small hands?
Have you smashed him? Yeah.
How was fucking Small Hands?
You fucked Small Hands? Who's Small Hands?
He's the number one male porn star in the world, bro.
Really? How do you feel about these hands? These are small ass hands. Why are girls turned on by Small Hands?
No, the guy's name is Small Hands.
But for a reason,
he's
right?
like a short, kind of small
guy. Like a small king?
He's a short king.
Was the hype worth it? Like,
he's incredible.
He was incredible.
Yeah, he's incredible. He lives in New York now. He's married to Joanna Angel, and they're both like friends of mine. But I met Aaron first because I was shooting with him. He's really good at sex. He's a very like passionate person in bed. Like, I think that that's what girls really like. That he's like very like, he like grabs you by your face and is like looking in your eyes and shit and like saying shit that like you can't even hear on camera. Like, he's like into it. He's like getting you
really
into it.
Creative.
And he's just like good at his fucking job. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like,
what does he say? Because me and sex, I always say the wrong thing. Like, I miss my cousins. You know, what is he saying? What does he say? It's like, you're just so beautiful. Is that it?
No way.
No, I don't even know.
You dirty whore.
Okay, Manuel knows what that dude's a fucking freak and a half. Though.
Yeah, sometimes I'm watching a girl get fucked and it's him, and I'm like, bro, slow down.
That dude could literally be like asking you, like interrogating you, and you tell him anything.
In the middle of him fucking you, huh?
Yeah, he's just like so intense and so good. He's crazy. Our porn is like an hour long, like of like straight, just like fucking for an hour. Like, dude does not fucking quit.
He doesn't stop.
And can you get off to that with the cameras rolling and the lights, camera, crew? You could still get off to that? You could actually...
Well, when I shot with Manuel, we were shooting OnlyFans content. So there was nobody else in the room. We were in a hotel. And we just like had one camera going.
That's a little different.
Because like, you know, on OnlyFans, like you want it to look as amateur as possible. Because like, you know, especially when you're shooting with someone like Manuel, if you want to watch Manuel Ferrara fuck with studio lights, if you want to see
like
his
the kid?
Dick,
a kid looking guy?
No, bro. Manuel he's like Ferrara. He looks like a businessman CEO with the beard. And I'll show you a picture, but he's got a French accent.
No, he's French. When someone like him shoots OnlyFans content, what people want to see is him shooting amateur style porn because they can see so much professional porn. They want to see what he's really like in the sack. If he was like showing like Pornhub level production on OnlyFans, people would be bored with it. They want to see the real stuff on that platform. Mm-hmm. That's why the platform exists. So like we set up one camera, we did like some POV stuff, but it was like mostly just like one camera. And he's like straight up like whispering in my ear, like, every time you come to LA, you have to fuck me. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you're going to let all my friends fuck you. And I'm like,
whoa,
okay.
Like, oh, wow. Like, he's fucking you. Wow.
Like, he could have said anything. Like, he could have been like,
you out in United Airlines.
He could have been like, I'm going to murder your family. And
the Airbnb is booked.
I would have been like,
that
I don't fucking care.
Good.
Like, he literally is like holding me by my face, staring in my eyes, like, you're going to let all of my friends gangbang you.
Right.
And I'm going to watch while you take all of their dicks. And I'm like,
but wait, how can you go back on that promise now? How is that not worse, though, than the guy from Bushwick calling you a dirty whore? It's a little bit worse, right? Like, my friends are gonna gangbang you in LA.
I think it's night and day.
You know what I mean?
It was the context, you know? Like,
Manuel was just hotter. Bigger dick.
That's true.
Yeah, not Italian.
But Manuel, like, Manuel is like so heavily vouched for, and like obviously like he's not gonna fucking, you know, like he's so heavily vetted, and like we're in the situation when you're shooting like content trade, like, you know, and we also had a conversation beforehand about like what the yes and no kind of stuff was. You know, I was like, you know, I have hair extensions in, don't pull my hair, like don't do this, don't do that, you know. And a client doesn't necessarily have the same comfortability level having that conversation. He just kind of like saw maybe like my porn and was like, she's into that kind of language or something. And you can be really into being degraded or being whatever in one setting, and then in another setting it's totally completely different. Terrifying. Yeah, but I ended up having a conversation with that guy, and I saw him again, and we like had like very similar kind of sex, and it was like, because we had had that conversation, I was like, this is fucking hot and fine.
Wow. What do you do for fun?
Well, like, what are my hobbies?
Yeah,
I sew.
Long walks on the beach.
You sew?
You're a sewer? What have you sewn?
I like hem all my clothes. I, you know, I like alter all my clothes, and you know, cause I got like big titties, big butt, little waist. I have to,
that's
like,
what's up.
I gotta,
that's
like, what's up. Yeah, I gotta like alter a lot of my clothes to fit correctly, because like I have like a small, I'll order stuff in like size large and then have to take it in like 4 inches in the waist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me, I know what you mean by that.
Yeah. And I have a dog.
Sell some of your knitted stuff on your OnlyFans? That would be a good move. We could,
wow,
we could talk about
see,
that.
This is why you need Jewish people in your life.
Yeah, man. Kanye had it all backwards.
You understand?
Yeah, Kanye had it wrong. No, I'm like working on my sewing skills. I just started making like things from scratch. Like I just started like work, because it's a whole different thing making patterns.
You could practice on your shirt.
On my shirt.
Yeah, that would be a start.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I literally
fight
will.
Back against the rats.
I would make more holes, but that's just me.
Just to finish up, who was the better fuck, Small Hands or Manuel?
I don't think that I could even say. Like the kinds of sex we had were really different. And then I've had like, I had a threesome with Joanna and Aaron, Small Hands, and they're married. And the threesome was like insanely hot. Like I sucked his cum out of her pussy.
Oh!
It was.
Yeah, I was going to say, the shit that you think is hot would make me like throw up.
God damn. That's like, crazy.
And Joanna is awesome.
And she's like, okay with that?
Joanna, it was her pussy.
Yeah, but it's also her man. Her man's cum?
They both like,
they don't care.
They both have shot thousands of scenes since they've been married. You know, like she owned Burning Angel. She just sold it, but she like created that company. Oh. And then he was like the main porn star for that site. So like she just like basically like throws him at girls all the time. So that's not like a jealousy thing, but like I would say that like that time I had sex with him, it was really awesome. But like there's no.
It's a tie.
Manuel is just like.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, his name is Manuel
haunting.
For Pete's sake.
It's like,
that's what I was
going to
say.
He's probably fucked a pee too.
But he's just really intense. Like you're just like dripping. It's like, you just like don't care about anything. Like everything kind of like goes black and he's just like in your fucking face. Just like,
yeah, I'd let him smash. But our next section is going to be, I was able to compile some advice that people need from the internet, from Reddit, sex advice, which, you know, who better than, you know, a porn star. Before that, do you have any like favorite people in the industry that you work with? I mean, we spoke to
except for
us, spoke with Manuel, we spoke about Small Hands. What about any girls? Who's like your favorite that you've worked with? I see you were with Lana Paul.
I was not.
Is that
no.
Lana Rhodes' transgender name?
Ivy LaBelle.
Ivy LaBelle. Okay.
Like one of my favorite people to shoot with. When I've shot with her, I'm like real time big coming.
Big coming.
Yeah.
Big coming. Like that's a great name for
podcast. Sixth grade.
She makes sure that I am like, she's just like, don't worry about like how long the camera's going. Like, here's a vibrator. So she's like, what do you want me to do kind of thing? And it's like very real with her. And she just moved here. So.
And she's your favorite in the industry that you worked with?
She's up there for sure.
How do you do it? Maybe it's like a guy versus girl thing, but like I can't have sex more than like once a week.
Really?
Sounds like you're having sex like 7 times
a
day.
You can only have sex one time a week.
No, I could. I just don't want to. It's better things to do. You know what I mean? But like you're on the prowl.
I cannot relate to that. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. How do you do it?
I think that I have high testosterone or something.
You're high on testosterone, you think?
What?
No, I think that estrogen? I have like high levels of testosterone. I'm just like so horny.
That's estrogen
all the time.
For you.
No, it's testosterone in women. Yeah. Still, that makes you horny.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like women have testosterone. Not like as high levels.
High on estrogen in this podcast.
Well, I mean, why are you hornier than me?
Because testosterone in men has decreased by 30% over the last 50 years.
Thank you. I saw that study as well.
Maybe I'm just a woman.
Yeah. After I work out, I'm super horny. And I'm getting my fucking...
After leg day, I jerk off in the mirror. Let's talk about the first piece of advice here. It's called blowjob and puke. King.
Oh my God.
Let's see if you can give some advice here for
can
this.
Can you make the text bigger?
Blowjob and puking. Okay, this is kind of embarrassing and gross. This has only started happening the last few months. Every time I give my partner a blowjob, I I explosively puke everywhere. Every like, I can't even swallow. I try to, it just sprays out. Obviously, really gross. It hurts as it shoots out of my nose and ruins the whole mood. Yeah. Really, you don't say. We usually grab some towels and clean it up. I'll continue depending how I feel, but sometimes I'll just end up puking again. God damn, it's like sophomore year of college. I'm not sure if this is due to me being pregnant, we'll just go away when I have the baby, or if it's because one time I overthought about him coming in my mouth and made me gab and throw up. So what would you say? Have you ever been in this situation where you puked up, you know, like a double quarter pounder in the middle of a scene or something like that? Or how do you stop this? Aren't there tricks?
I have thrown up one time on a penis, and it was because I was drunk. Mm-hmm. I have like very chill.
Okay, when that happens.
Gag reflex. I think like not eating before you do that is like treat it like anal, you know, like kind of clear your shit out before you like...
Take a Tums.
No pun intended.
Take a Tums.
I mean, if you're...
Clear your shit out.
If you're pregnant, I mean, you could... I mean, I think if you're pregnant, like, you're just, like, nauseated more, right? Like, I don't know if that would make your gag reflex...
There's nothing that stops a gag reflex, like something with your hands. Don't you, like,
there's
stop
numbing.
If you go like this?
No.
Something?
Yeah, it's that easy.
Not that I would know.
There's, like, numbing sprays that could probably help, but also, like, you can train your gag reflex with...
Really? With, like, a pencil?
How? I mean, it's for a friend.
How?
If you're, like, okay, so, like, you could start with, like, brushing your teeth and just, like, going, like, back as far as you can and like trying to relax.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What I'm gonna do tomorrow
just, like,
morning.
When you're brushing your teeth and like kind of like doing that regularly can like help with it.
Okay.
And it's also like super like
fulfilling.
That definitely. Mm-hmm. But it's more like in your head.
All the way down.
Like that if I weird. Like stick my finger down my throat, like I would like probably gag, but I could stick a dick down into my esophagus and I'd be fine. Like it's like in your naturally. Head.
You think you could fit this whole mic?
No.
Only one way to find
that
out.
That was pretty close. Wait. That was pretty
my
close.
My jaw is
go for it. Go for it. We'll lice all up after. This is
no,
great
my
content.
Jaw doesn't like expand that
this
much.
Is some Howard Stern shit. Yeah, can you think you could take it all down? Come on, bro. Come on, you've taken down dirtier dicks than that. Come on. Eye it for a little bit and see. Maybe spit on it first. I don't know what you want to do, but
you don't have to.
A dick this long could definitely go down, but this is like hard.
No, but what about the girth? Well, can you handle this girth?
You're talking about the lip dick, 10-inch dicks. Now you have a hard one. What are you complaining about?
No, when it's like, but when it's really hard, it's like harder to get down your throat because it's like, if you have like a...
Well,
like,
are you ready for this job or not? Are you in this industry? Or?
No.
Oh my God. All right, next. I have been married for about a year and it has been great. However, my wife is a little vanilla when it comes to sex. And I have recently discovered that I'm bisexual. What the fuck? How do I bring this up to her and express this while maintaining our marriage? Bro, what are you... He just dropped the bisexual part out of nowhere. Yeah. How did you come up with that?
Frosted Flakes this morning. I'm bi now.
I had bad sex with my wife one time. By the way, I like dudes. Yeah, I don't know if you could help out with this, but how do you spice up your sex with, let's say you're married? How would you spice it up?
I think that you probably...
Bondage
like,
or something?
Your relationship's probably not gonna...
Last? After just 1 year, you think?
Yeah. I mean, if you're... Because what he's saying is that he wants to, like, have sex with men, too. Like, otherwise, like what is... Like, he's not saying, like, I want my wife to fuck me in the ass. Like, that's just a conversation you have to have. And, like, usually, like, if you're, like, married to someone, you can find middle ground with something like that. Mm. But,
if
like...
his wife is a little vanilla, you think his husband's a little chocolate?
Brother, I think you need to fuck a dude one time, see how that feels, because I don't think it's your wife doing anything. I think you want to be bent over.
Yeah, if you want to fuck a guy, then you have to talk about A, her being okay with being in an open relationship
or
something. It's just kind of like one of those things where it's like, if you didn't start your marriage being like open, unless if she's a little vanilla, you'd have to have a conversation with her that's like, I'm bisexual, I want to have sex with men, I want to be in an open relationship, and you have to be okay with me having sex with men.
Like, they're probably divorced at this point.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah.
You know, let's bring up the next one. I'm about to have sex for the first time. I'm 18 and he's 29?
I'm an 18-year-old female.
What is this, a Billie Eilish song? I don't really know what I'm doing or I'm supposed to be like. You gotta call
the
police.
I'm a bad girl.
I'm a little nervous. He's a virgin as well.
No, he's not.
He's more sexually experienced than I am.
Yeah.
Is there anything I could do to make it more pleasurable for the birth? Sis, you're 18 and he's 29. Boom. Felony. Number two, he's a virgin. Because she's 18, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but still,
even if she was 17, depending on what state you're in,
something is wrong.
You know too much about that.
Yeah. Something's a little wrong there. Also, how's he a virgin but more sexually experienced?
Maybe he's like put his finger in a pussy or something.
Sex is all in the mind.
I guess. Do you have any advice
to make it more pleasurable for
virgin girls having sex for the first time? I guess.
He's a virgin. I don't think that you can.
Oh, I get it.
Expect pleasure the first time you have sex.
It hurts. hurts the first time?
It depends on who you are, but like that's the thing is like you can't expect anything the first time you have sex. Like,
right.
He probably got a BJ before. That's yeah. Like, that's the sexual experience.
Yeah, like he's had like
both
oral
technically
sex.
Virgins.
Well, they should probably start with that.
Man, when I lost my virginity, the girl fucked another dude 5 minutes after me.
Really?
Is that true?
I did not satisfy her at all.
Wait, yeah. Is that actually true?
That's so true. I don't that's even remember true. Her name. She pushed me into a room. We started banging. I was like, I can't believe I'm having sex. And then I was like, I'm oh, gonna so come. Like, I was like, I'm gonna come. Turns out I had to burp. It was fucking stupid as fuck. And I saw in porn that when they say I'm gonna come, they say get on your fucking knees. Or I think it was Manuel actually. And I go get on your knees, and I end up coming on her face.
Nice.
That was the first time I ever had sex.
You're gonna just belch.
This is
a huge yeah. belch.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think I was respectful. I didn't burp in her face first.
How old were you?
I 17. And then I walked out and I walked back in because I think I wanted to get her number, and she's fucking this Asian dude named Aaron or something.
Interesting.
So she was just like rape and pillaging. She was clearly not satisfied.
She was
satisfied by me. To go to someone else that quickly afterwards. Yeah, it seems like she was on the mission.
That's a theme baller. In my life.
That is baller.
All right, let's see what the next piece of advice is here that we need.
Hey, it's better than mine. First time,
I can't see anything.
First time I lost my virginity, my mom knew what was happening, walked in on it, and then
your mom walked in on you.
And then I started crying during the sex. At least you burped. I didn't come at all.
You're fucking.
And I came on my mom. None of that happened.
I literally suck at blowjobs. I don't give very good blowjobs, and I'm very insecure about it. I don't have a high body count, and my boyfriend says that I'm a bit toothy.
Ooh.
Okay, Bugs Bunny. Well, given them, unfortunately, is a bit thicker and bigger than average, and I have a tiny mouth. Okay, lady. What would you say? Like, how do you practice aside from Colgate toothbrushes, pencils, ticonderogas? How would you? SM58s. How would you practice bananas? Like, how do you just keep your teeth tucked in?
I think like with blowjobs, like it's all about enthusiasm. Like if you're like, it doesn't matter. Like if your mouth doesn't fit around his fucking dick, like figure out something else to fucking do with it. You know, like it doesn't have to be like what you think you have to be doing. Like if his dick is too big for your stupid tiny mouth, like fucking like.
Yeah. Talk to that stupid tiny mouth. You don't know that way. Yeah,
get that like fucking that. Like suck the head and jerk it off. Like get it as sloppy as possible. Like be enthusiastic.
Just the head, you say. That's the
if that's
trick.
All that'll fit in your fucking mouth.
Right.
Like it's all about being like into what you're doing. If you're not into like gagging on a dick, don't fucking gag on the dick. Like don't go that far into it, because the second you're not having fun, like he's not gonna be into it anymore.
So it's all hype. It's all hype.
It's all about fucking hype.
You have to go in the bathroom beforehand, just look at yourself in the mirror and see you
like you're a dick sucker. You
fucking got this.
Or jerk off to yourself like you do.
I mean, it's the same with like guys giving head. It's like if a guy's going down on me and I don't feel like he's into it, it doesn't matter what he's fucking doing. In my head, I'm like, I'm inconveniencing this guy. This guy's like,
but that's a little bit of an insecurity. What if he is into it and you just think he's not?
It's important to have like enthusiasm when you're giving head, to give good head is what I'm saying.
I
think
be in a good mood.
Yeah, I agree.
Be on good,
I think
mood,
that
yeah.
if you're
you
like
excited to suck that dick,
yeah. dude, like yeah. that's fuck yeah. If you're like into it, you can tell. You know, if a dude's like eating me out and he's into it, like, oh, I can tell. You know, he's got a little feet up and they're like kicking back there.
They're kicking
he's,
like, their feet up?
Yeah, yeah, he's got his legs
I
like
know
this.
Exactly,
like,
which I mean, yeah.
you know?
I have
know?
No idea what you mean.
And like, you know, if I'm sucking a dick
do
and I'm really, if I'm really into sucking a dick, it's like disgusting, you know?
Oh, it's like Sloppy Joe's on a Wednesday night, huh, at the cafeteria?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to make it as like awesome as possible.
Okay, here we go. He has a curved dick and I have no idea what to do.
What do you mean you don't know what to do?
It's girls massive.
Love that shit, no?
It's massive and it curves sharply to the left. It depends what angle, I guess. We haven't had sex yet and had to. And to be honest, I'm a little worried. I've never been with someone curved nor someone this big. Any general advice? I guess you just need to go sideways. Like if he's here, you need to like be perpendicular. Well, I mean, what's the angle? 36 degrees, 90 degrees.
It depends on where it's curved.
Upside down.
Like, curved to the left. You ever have a curved dick? Like
you guys lean with a rocket at that point.
Does it feel better if it's curved?
It's curved up.
You can hit the hard to reach places.
Curved up?
Yeah, a lot of guys have like. Dicks that are like curved. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah, I do. And I always pee in my mouth by accident.
Those dicks are awesome. For,
no,
like,
they're not.
Like sitting on it. Like,
oh, man. But it needs to be. But in order to be curved, it needs to be big. Like you can't have like a short curved dick.
No,
that'd
you
be
for sure can. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
If you had like a really hard dick that was curved like this, like that's like where my G spot is. Like I'm like.
Okay. Well, I'm not even big enough for that. Next. First time anal. Me and my girlfriend are going to try anal for the first time. Does anyone have any advice for her?
Oh my God.
What should she do?
I have a feeling you do.
There's so much. There's so much.
What are the steps?
It fully depends on who you are, how your body is. Joanna taught me her secret because, you know, she ran one of like the biggest anal. Burning Angel was like almost all anal.
Wait, so, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Burning Angel was the company that she...
And it was mostly an anal porn company?
Yeah. Like it was, it's like a lot of hardcore. Like it's like mostly like tattooed girls. It's like really hardcore porn.
Wow. God.
But
don't whisper into the mic, all right?
Someone's listening. Someone at home is.
What are her secrets to getting fucked in the ass?
Fiber pills.
Fiber pills?
Yeah.
The night before.
Well, why? So she can have shit build up in her asshole before she gets
fiber
plunged?
Lead makes you shit. Makes
no.
You
shit. Oh, right. Well,
so, like,
okay.
If so you're beforehand. Taking, like, but not like just the day of, like, every day. Like, I take fiber every day.
To be fully clean and.
No, just like to be ready.
To be. You never know. You never know when a you dick is going in the ass.
Okay, if you're like into anal sex and
just walk outside.
Oh
shit.
Well, not like if you want to have spontaneous anal sex with your partner or like right. a stranger,
you
like
stay
whatever.
Ready, huh?
Like you take fiber pills all the time and then you have really like not messy shits. Like it's just like everything comes out when it needs to come out. So then when you need to like clean out, it's like really fast and easy because like there's nothing like in there.
I need that at work.
Okay, but there's more. Okay, that's just the dressing.
Step?
Yeah, you have to like stretch your fucking... Also, you don't like...
Stretch your...
How do you stay sane through all this?
I don't.
That's what's up.
That's why the pussy's so good.
Because
I'm fucking crazy.
So crazy girls have the best pussies. Eh?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Sure.
That's a fact.
Yeah. But you have to fucking stretch your asshole. Get fucking a dilating kit. Like
specifically the pussy itself or like the...
No, the butthole I meant. Sorry.
No. Like crazy girls have the best pussy specifically or they are the best in bed.
Both. But you have to fucking dilate your fucking asshole.
Right.
Like, how do you do that? You sit on like on a cactus or something?
Yeah, that's exactly it. No, you fucking stretch it out.
100 mile per hour tongue. I don't know if this is a porn thing or if I should actually do it on a girl, but is going all vibrator tongue on her clit where you're flicking it really quick actually feel good? Like, obviously foreplay first and do this afterwards, but I know it's really sensitive down there, so is it uncomfortable? Is the 100 mile per hour tongue flick on the clit uncomfortable?
Is this person like afraid of talking to girls that he's having sex with?
Oh, you roasting this man?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you think that, like, every person with a vagina is experiencing the same, like, wants the same things done to their vagina, like...
Some
you
girls
have to,
like it fast, some girls don't.
Some girls, like, really slow. Like direct stimulation on the clitoris, and some girls are like, don't even go there, like, it's too sensitive or whatever. It's like fucking guys with, like, okay, like, some guys have, like, really sensitive fucking dickheads, and some guys have really sensitive balls.
That's me. That's
you have really
me.
Sensitive
I'm
balls.
I'm not into any ball play.
My ex, I literally, like, he wouldn't let me, like, it's touch, crazy. Like, suck balls because he was like, ugh! Like, it just, like, made him, like, tingle, squirm. Yeah. And then some dudes, like, love that shit.
I'm into that for the record.
Sucking balls.
Oh, okay. Write it down. See, everyone's, like, fucking body's different. So you can't just be, like, flicking a girl's clit really fast. Like, I mean, that sounds chill to me, but, like, the next bitch might be like, eh.
Attracted to my father, need advice. Hey, guys, I made a similar post 2 days ago, but got unhelpful comments, like, go to a psychiatrist. And get help. Okay, here's the post. I'm attracted to my father, always been, and while I'm pretty good looking, at the age of 38, I feel like I already missed or close to missed a window of finding a mate. I am not looking for anyone to convince me otherwise. That's not the point of the post. I have my choice and to tell both my parents this weekend, but I don't know how to do this. Has anyone been in the same situation? Any idea how to do it? Oh my god,
how to
so
do what?
Tell your dad that you're attracted to him.
Don't do that.
So this porn category is real. Well, fucking your stepmom, fucking your dad.
Yeah, the reason why it's awesome.
Incest is awesome.
Awesome.
People like are real into real life that. Or like the...
Well, it's obviously either. Real life. I mean, this...
No,
this,
I mean, a lot of people have attraction to family members as long as it's consensual. Why the fuck not?
A lot of people are into their family members. Have you ever felt that way?
No.
You know
no.
people that are like, I would want to fuck my cousin.
Cousin's not that
I know
bad,
people
like
that have
sister?
Had sex with their family members.
With their brothers and sisters?
Mom and dad?
I actually know. Yeah.
Mom and dad. No, don't say that. Mom and dad?
And
which
you
one?
Think there's nothing wrong with that?
Hold on, which one?
I don't want the person to see it and know that I'm...
You don't think there's a problem with that?
It depends on the circumstance, but I don't think that, like, inherently there's anything wrong with incest. Yeah.
Holy
I don't,
shit.
You find it disgusting?
I don't think it's any of my business.
Brother, sister.
Fair, I guess.
I don't think that what someone does, whether it disgusts me or not, and also, like, what disgusts us is, like, very, like, socially and culturally influenced. Like, it's not, like, we're not born with, like, this, like, right or wrong in a book. You know, it's all, like, socially, you know, constructed. And obviously, considering, like, incest porn is, like, the biggest genre of porn.
Well, it depends what you believe in, right?
It
if you're a Catholic or a Jew. you're, I mean, you definitely don't believe in that kind of stuff.
She's a libertarian.
I'm not.
That makes sense.
I'm not a fucking libertarian.
What do you categorize as atheist?
Like religiously?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's atheist. If you don't know.
No, you could be. No, I think that I don't think that I know one way or another. I would never like.
What's the one that just believes in the higher power?
Like
agnostic.
Agnostic.
Just know right one way or another. You know. Like, and yeah. I think, you know, I think.
So if you found out tomorrow, you get a email and it says
about a male.
I have just found out through DNA testing, Bryn, that I'm your brother. Would you smash?
You? You're the brother?
No, not me. Just in the email. Bryn, just took a DNA test.
Johnny's your brother. Change the question. Johnny's your brother.
I think that like a lot of the stuff with like siblings is also super like nuanced, because if you like the way that our brains were like, I've like literally like seen studies about it, and it's like somebody that you, the repulsion that you feel to like your, like the idea of having sex with like your sibling is the same as like someone who's not blood related to you, but was raised with you, for example. Like that person
I fucked all my family friends
is different than like someone who is like raised as your sibling. The idea of like incest being, you know, something really forbidden is relatively new to our like our
species. Yeah, I mean, just go down to Louisiana.
Yeah,
it is really relatively new to our species, and it surrounds the idea of like offspring, right? Mm. Like if you have sex, you're gonna have disabled children. To these people, like there's something wrong with like having disabled children. Yeah. I guess I don't know. The reality is having a child with your brother or cousin or whatever, first of all, not that it's any of anyone's business whether your child comes out disabled or not. It needs to be generational for it to cause defects, right? So it, like, we've seen this, you know, in history. Like, it takes many generations of inbreeding for things to start happening.
You
gotta
meet the Persians in Greenneck. But that brings me up to another question. What about fucking someone with a disability? Is that wrong?
Why would that be wrong?
Because like, what if they don't know what's going on?
Oh, well, if they're like
I feel so good. Like, you know what I mean?
Like,
you
never, like if they're...
You don't know. You don't know what they're really feeling.
Like, you just mean like a mentally challenged person?
It could be any type of disability. If they're like, you know, paraplegics, and I don't even think it's possible.
Bro, what the
fuck? You can have sex with a paraplegic.
I know, but...
You can have sex with someone...
That's different. So mentally challenged is a better question. Do you think that's okay? Someone with Down syndrome, let's say. Would you have
sex with... People with Down syndrome definitely have sex, but there's like...
With
varying...
other people with Down syndrome, I think is okay. But no, if you fuck me and I had Down syndrome...
No, people with Down syndrome... Honestly. I know for a fact that there are people with Down syndrome that are like dating or married to like non-disabled people that aren't disabled. There are definitely like...
But where's the line for consent there?
So well, there really are certain impairments that would enter that gray area. Down syndrome's not one of those, but like somebody who had autism? Like autism is not...
People with, going through every fucking disease.
People, yeah, I don't know.
People with autism don't have an issue with like a drunk person. They're not like impaired. It's like not like they won't remember or like that they don't have like...
No, it's about consent.
They have consent awareness over what their bodies. They have like people that have like autism have like a social, there's a spectrum of it, right? But like,
that's for sure.
If somebody Johnny's had like, yeah. If somebody had like dementia, yeah, or like a memory disorder, I don't know that they could consent. It's like a drunk person.
That makes sense. That like, makes sense. But I still don't know where the line of awareness and consent is for
Let me jump in here because we only have a couple minutes left. Last question, I guess. Have you ever been able to come from fucking a non-porn star? Just a regular dude.
For sure.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Really, they're able to pull it down even after being fucked by Manuel Ferrari. You're still able to find pleasure in a regular old Joe Schmo.
I feel like it's easier.
Like, it's like the argument of like vibrators desensitizing or like getting too used to a sensation. Like, that's not how vaginas work. And we know that now. Like, that's absolutely not how vaginas work. The more sex you have, often the hornier you are and the more easily gotten off you are.
Stimulated.
Yeah, the more easily stimulated you are.
So if you're a regular dude with a 5-inch dick, you can make a porn star come.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank God. I mean,
for sure. But I mean, it depends awesome on the person. Like, if a girl needs to use a vibrator when she's having sex with you, like she would need to use a vibrator when she's having sex with Manuel Ferrara as well. Like,
wow.
People that need like certain kinds of stimulation, like need that kind of stimulation, regardless of the size of the dick, you know, it's like, or like how good that person is in bed. If your body requires you to be like clitorally stimulated in order to have an orgasm, unless the guy fucking you is like fucking Harry Houdini and has like a third arm growing out of his stomach that's like rubbing your clit,
that
you know,
sounds awesome.
Then like, jeez. One guy's the same
sounds
as
like middle
the
school.
Next.
Well, Do you have anything to say to the fans? Any upcoming dates? Anywhere where they can find you? Perhaps you and your services, maybe? Or what do you want to tell the fans, you know?
I'm working on art projects here right now. I have websites. I have
BrynMichaels.com
and I have OnlyBryn.com. That's my OnlyFans page.
Can me and Johnny get discounts? Or can we maybe put in like a code 20, for this podcast?
Yeah, well, after the cameras turn off, we're having a threesome, right?
Guys, right. Go on BrynMichaels.com. TQLP for 25% off. That's the code, TQLP. Thank you for listening to, I believe, the 22nd episode. Teddy, Bryn, check her out. We'll be back. Peace.
Peace.